Max Liebermann, Death Mask. According to some sources, it was Max Liebermann's wish that sculptor Georg Kolbe executes his death mask. Unfortunately, on the day of Liebermann's death, Kolbe was unavailable. On February 9, 1935, at the request of Liebermann's widow, Arno Breker casts Liebermann's death mask, which is then preserved in Breker's studio for the duration of the war. Arno Breker was associated with the National Socialist Party as an artist of the regime, and after the war he used Liebermann's death mask to clean his reputation. The original plastic cast went missing and a bronze casting appears after 1945, acquired by the city of Berlin for the Galerie des 20. Jahrhunderts. In 1968, it becomes part of the collection of the Nationalgalerie in West Berlin. Around 1980, the Berlin Senate decides to transfer the death mask from the Nationalgalerie to the Jewish department of the Berlin Museum, today's Jewish Museum. In 1981, the furnishing house Studio de l'Art in Berlin prepares an exhibition with Arno Breker titled Das Bildnis des Menschen, which includes more than 500 of his works. Bodo von Langen, director of the establishment, tries to borrow Liebermann's death mask for the show, however, his request is declined by the Berlin Museum. Breker then asks if he can make a copy of the piece and the museum refuses the request. The dispute ends up in court, but the action is dismissed. Breker's exhibition opens that year without the death mask. There are citywide protests against the exhibition. The death mask has not been shown in the Jewish Museum since 1980, as it is difficult to integrate within the historical narratives of the collection.